The campaign group Amnesty International says it has evidence that Russian airstrikes in Syria since September have killed hundreds of civilians, causing widespread and indiscriminate destruction to infrastructure. Amnesty suggests the strikes are in violation of international humanitarian law and accuses Russia of attempting a cover-up. Sarah Rainsford reports from Moscow.
After interviewing witnesses, doctors and human rights groups, Amnesty reports that homes and a hospital were hit, as well as a market and a mosque. In most cases, the location and timing of the attacks tally with Russian Defense Ministry reports on airstrikes, though it says it was targeting so-called Islamic State militants. Despite dropping thousands of bombs in Syria, Russian officials have never acknowledged causing any civilian casualties there. They extol effective, pinpoint strikes against terrorists and have dismissed previous claims to the contrary as part of an anti-Russian information war by the West.
Iraqi forces are moving closer to the centre of Ramadi after launching a major assault to drive out Islamic State fighters who captured the city in May. Authorities say troops have taken control of several districts where hundreds of IS militants are believed to remain. Iraq's ambassador to the United States, Luqman Faili, said Iraqi soldiers were making major gains against the jihadists.
We have a joyful day for us Iraqis. We are stepping in inch by inch, retaking Ramadi, which we lost back in early in the year. And we are more or less near the center, and we're making significant progress in making sure that we can sustain and minimize collateral damage and obviously get rid of ISIS once and for all.
Military planes in Helmand in southern Afghanistan have dropped food supplies on the town of Sangin, where Taliban militants are besieging a few hundred police and soldiers cut off from the rest of the province. Helmand's governor confirmed the airdrops, but declined to say whether promised military reinforcements were on the way to Sangin. Civilians have been fleeing the town. Some say the Taliban have been executing security officials after storming government buildings. A senior official in World Athletics, Nick Davis, is temporarily stepping down pending an internal investigation into an email he sent linked to Russian doping. The email to a colleague at the sports governing body, the IAAF, suggests delaying naming Russian drugs cheats as long as they were not competing to spare embarrassment ahead of the 2013 World Championships in Moscow. Mr. Davis has denied any wrongdoing, but the British MP Damien Collins says the claims are damaging.
It suggests that they've prioritised their own reputation over dealing with the serious issue of drug cheats competing in major championships. I think it also adds weight to the argument that has been made against the IAAF that rather than moving quickly to identify cheats and have them exposed and removed from competition, they have moved too slowly and put up barriers to making that progress.
World News from the BBC. France says it's turned away nearly 3,500 people from its borders since a state of emergency was introduced after last month's attacks in Paris. The French Interior Minister, Bernard Cazeneuve, said they were refused entry because they posed a risk to security and public order. The President of Colombia, Juan Manuel Santos, has signed a decree legalizing marijuana for medical use. He described the move as an important step, placing Colombia at the forefront of the fight against disease. He insisted it didn't contradict the country's international commitments on drug control. Colombia has long been associated with the US-led war on drugs. It's the latest Latin American country to move towards legalizing marijuana. The American space agency NASA has suspended the launch of its next mission to Mars because of a fault in a key search instrument. The InSight spacecraft was scheduled to take off in March and land on Mars 6 months later. Mike Sanders reports.
It's a problem that will cause a major delay. The window for sending a probe to Mars lasts a matter of weeks and comes round only once every 26 months. The next time Earth and Mars are in favourable alignment won't happen again until 2018. The snag lies with a seismometer capable of measuring ground movements as small as the diameter of an atom. It needs a vacuum seal around the three main sensors, and twice now that seal has leaked in the kind of extreme cold found on Mars. But NASA points to previous successes after postponements, saying that they far outweighed any disappointment about delay.
France's most famous brothel keeper, Madame Claude, has died on the French Riviera, aged 92. Her clientele during the 1960s and 70s included ministers, business leaders, police chiefs, gangsters, and even, she claimed, the Shah of Iran and John F. Kennedy. Pursued by the French tax authorities, she fled to the US, returning in 1986 to spend time in jail. In later years, she lived as a recluse in a small apartment in Nice. BBC News.